Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about the close friends and family members that feel you should not say anything about the wrong music and doctrine of others, yet have no problem with those spreading wrong doctrine. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The opposition against a man who's walking in the Word of God many times comes from God's people. Now, I can tell you this, and I tell it to you in a sense that it breaks my heart, but in a sense I rejoice in the God who helps me to understand this. But I've had the hardest things said to me from people that named the name of Christ, that were members of the church, held offices in the church. I remember my mother died the day after Mother's Day, back in 1992. She'd been down with cancer for a long time, and the last 2 or 3 weeks, we expected her to die any day. As a matter of fact, we were surprised she lasted as long as she did, and the people of the church knew that. But there was a letter I received on that Saturday before that Monday. It was one of the cruelest letters addressed to me, about me. And you know what? When the man was at our church service for the funeral of my mother, and I preached that funeral, I remember seeing him there and the look of concern and everything on his face, and I knew what he had done. But then God just gave me a peace about it, to let it go. And you know, my friend, you're much better off when you let God deal with somebody than when you try to deal with somebody. Because pride and the flesh will get in, and we will mess up things. We'll mess it up big time. So don't think of what people say. Have your heart, have your mind stayed upon Jehovah, because that's where hearts are fully blessed. It is never right to compromise any truth of God in order to keep peace in the family. You see, sometimes people take a stand in their home and they're getting grief from relatives. And it usually comes back to say, well, just don't say anything, and that'll keep peace in the family. And you'll have those who are Christians that'll agree with you. Well, no, that person is wrong, or that thing they're doing is wrong, that doctrine is wrong. But don't say anything. Let's keep peace in the family. And yet, they don't want you to stand, but they also, when this person flaunts their false doctrine, they flaunt their sin in front of everybody, they don't want them to keep it quiet. And we favor sin and not righteousness. Well, you've got to understand that even your close friends, family, would think that you better not stand. It may have a negative effect. But you need to stand to show that family that God's counsel is not changeable. His word is not changeable. That's why we know we need guidance. Because our enemy is strong, and boy, he can use the highly powerful impact of the emotion that is dealing with family, especially if it's your children. Say no. Now, one of the things that's happening today is there are families that belong to fundamental, independent, Bible-believing churches that preach the Word of God, especially our fundamental, independent Baptist churches. And their kids are growing up and leaving, and they're going to contemporary churches. They have a watered-down message. They have a rock and roll nightclub-type music that has some so-called spiritual words to it. Sometimes they're even good words. And they say, don't say anything about that. It causes problems in the family. But then those people speak so glowingly of their church and those things, and they even don't mind even saying, you know, you need to get out of that church that you're in. Well, my friend, they need to get out of where they are in and get back right with God. If they get right with God, they'll be back in your church. I can tell you that. So thankfulness knows that he must pray. He knows he's helpless. And he knows there's an enemy out there. And so we need strong guidance from the Word of God. And then we see that thankfulness then knows where to go for the counsel with the right answers. And we see that in verse 24. Thy testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. Now notice, thy testimonies are not only my delight, but my counselors. People of influence may hurt you in heart, in business, or in reputation. And they do that before men. But my friend, God will reward them accordingly. And then he'll be your help. Now notice, thy testimonies, that is the Word of God, are my delight and counselors. In Psalm 16, verse 7, he says, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also shall instruct me in the night seasons. Night seasons is referring to meditation in the Word of God. Not worrying, but meditating in the Word of God. Some people say they pray about a problem, but the truth of the matter is they're meditating more in the problem than they are the Word of God. The psalmist says, the Lord gives me counsel. Well, how do we get counsel from God? Well, through the Word of God. He instructs us then, as we meditate in it, by His Holy Spirit, thinking on the Word, and He directs us. In Psalms 33:11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Now, my friend, to all generations, that means this. This truth, the counsel of the Lord standing forever, remains to this day. It's always right to follow the Word of God. It is never, never, never a mistake. Now, there may be consequences that our flesh doesn't like by following the Word of God. But we're not to walk in the flesh. We are to walk in the Spirit. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. God's Word, in other words, always has the answer. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Well, war by counsel, multitude of counselors? Well, the Word of God has the multitude of counselors. There's 66 of them. That is 66 books of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 29 says, this also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts. That's pretty straight, isn't it? This comes from the Lord of hosts. This comes straight from God, so listen up. He says, this also cometh from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Now, aren't you thankful He is our God? He not only has the answer, but He has the power to work. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24, it says this, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, friend, why do we pay earthly counselors, even if they are so-called Christian counselors, $100 an hour, when you can have freely the unfailing counsel in Christ, if you'll do what he saith, if you'll get into his word and let his Holy Spirit reveal yourself to him and reveal his will and way? He delights in loving kindness, in judgment or justice and righteousness. As you make him your delight, then you'll find in his counsel, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Don't look at the immediate. Have your heart set in eternity, and let that guide your day-to-day life through the Word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Christian, the question then becomes, who do you trust? And what occupies your mind? Christ and his word to obey, or man's opinion? Now, let me say this. If you're without Christ, none of this is a help. Because none of this is yours until first you know him as Lord and Savior. And yet the good news is, Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Isn't that a great promise of God that he has given? And he's given that for you, my friend. He wants you to have this great promise from him. Now, we see in this section, verses 17 through 24, the idea of thankfulness. But what do we see next? Well, I just touched on it for verses 25 through 32, and that is making it personal with God. In other words, knowing him. Now, this particular portion, verses 25 through 32 of Psalms 119, tells me, in essence, what Christmas is all about. Now, I know that you're listening, and it may not be Christmas. It's the month of April right now for me, so it's not Christmas right now. But what I'm pointing out is this. If Almighty God, in the person of Jesus Christ our Lord, had not come and taken on flesh, it would make these eight verses an attempt of futility, a big waste of time. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.